The latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Mali reports first Ebola death, and Egypt declares state of emergency in Sinai after terror attacks. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. Health officials in Mali say a two-year-old girl recently returned from a trip to neighboring Guinea has died from the Ebola virus. The toddler's death Friday is Mali's first confirmed Ebola casualty. The World Health Organization says the girl and her family had contact with a lot of people while traveling through the country by bus and warned that many people could be in danger of contracting the disease. Diplomatic sources have expressed concern about the preparedness of Mali to contain an outbreak. Mali is one of the world's poorest countries. The Ebola outbreak is currently concentrated in three West African countries, Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. It has killed close to 4,900 people. Scattered cases of Ebola have also been reported in Europe and the United States. Egypt has declared a state of emergency in parts of the Sinai Peninsula and closed down the border crossing into Gaza after two separate terror attacks Friday. A car bomb blew up at an army checkpoint near the town of Al Arish. Gunmen later attacked troops at another checkpoint. The attacks killed at least 30 soldiers and wounded 25. The U.S. State Department condemned the violence, says a prosperous Egypt needs security and stability. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has also condemned the attacks. Afghanistan's new president, Ashraf Ghani, is making his first foreign trip since taking office, fulfilling a promise to undertake a religious pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are trying to confirm reports that Islamic State militants used chlorine gas bombs against Iraqi security forces near Baghdad last month. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
Iraqi officials and U.S. media reports say Islamic State militants have used homemade chlorine gas bombs in their fight against Iraqi security forces near the capital. Also, a doctor who treated Kurdish fighters in the Syrian border town of Kobani near Turkey told VOA that he has treated about 20 people for what appear to be symptoms of chlorine gas poisoning. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says chlorine by itself is not banned under the Syrian agreement to eliminate its chemical arsenal, but he says certain combinations of chlorine are illegal.
When mixed in certain ways and used in certain ways, it can become a chemical weapon that is prohibited under the Chemical Weapons Agreement.
Kerry says the use of chemical weapons would not prompt the U.S.-led coalition to change its strategy against the Islamic State. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
In rhetoric reminiscent of the Cold War, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday denounced the United States for what he said was trying to rule the world. Speaking in the southern Russian city of Sochi, Mr. Putin said the so-called winners of the Cold War have overturned what he called the traditional world order of checks and balances. Instead, the Kremlin leader said Washington is trying to direct the world by unilateral diktat or decree, a favorite term of Moscow during the Cold War. Arab media is reporting Islamic State militants have gained ground in parts of Anbar province, while Iraqi government media reports Iraqi forces are having success in other areas. Edward Uranian has the story from Cairo.
After losing ground on the eastern flank of the Euphrates River Thursday, Iraqi government forces are claiming to have stopped an Islamic State advance outside of Anbar province's second largest city of Fallujah. Arab media reported Islamic State militants attacked outlying areas of Fallujah on three sides Thursday, but were repelled by members of the Abu Isa tribe. Arabiya TV reported 100 Islamic State militants were killed. VOA could not confirm the number. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is willing to hold denuclearization talks with North Korea, but not just for the sake of talks. It's premature to talk about reducing U.S. forces on the Korean Peninsula. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Russian we say «Лучшая музыка, музыкальный микс, голоса Америки».
Everybody says «The world's best variety, the Away music mix».
Sandra, what are you going to do?
Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you.
Thank you.
Soon, instead of being short and chubby, you'll be big and tall and as strong as an ox. And furthermore, you'll live forever and never grow old.
Oh, Sandra, you still love me. But Sandra, how are you going to do all these things?
By a simple operation. I shall remove your brain and put it in his body.
You're going to take my brain and put it in Junior's body?
Yeah.
For a minute, I didn't know how you were going to do it.
They took my Bruce Wayne shoes down to Oldsmobile. Got to rockin' with the rhythm, run them over the hill. Put your cap and goes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock and roll. Yeah, kitty, put your cap and goes on, cause tonight we're gonna bobble and ride. Well, I slick up myself till I look like a dilly. I run downtown and get my female. Last night, gonna rock his body, yeah. Kitty, put your cat clothes on, cause tonight, gonna really rock his body, rock it.
All the hip cats know she gets that bopping beat. She knocks the pipes off her toes. Your cat goes on, cause tonight we're gonna rock it right. Yeah, kitty, put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna bop it right. John, do some big bopping rhythm. Pick the toenails up tomorrow. Put your cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna really rock it right. Bump, bump, rock it right. Bump, bump, rock it right. Cat clothes on, cause tonight we're gonna try to rock it right. Well, cat, cat, cat clothes. Cat, cat, cat clothes. Cat, cat, cat clothes. Cat, cat, cat. Cat clothes, cat clothes on. Night we're gonna really rock it right.
Hello, darling. This is Elvira, the Mistress of the Dark. You are with little Steven in his underground garage. Ooh, it's just as exciting as that first time you sink your teeth into someone's neck.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. Behind of the great society.
Mr. America, walk on by your supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful minds that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried, those hungry freaks, daddy. Left behind of the great society.
It's alive. It's alive. It's moving. It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
From the start,
she
said she'd never hurt me, but then she turned around and broke my heart. The way it hurt.
Started that set with You Must Fight to Live on the Planet of the Apes by the Mummies out of San Francisco. Larry, Maz, Trent, Russell, somebody reach us. Mommy's Little Monster, Social Distortion from their very first album. Monkey Ness and the Gang. A little Hallabilly from Carl Perkins. Put Your Cat Clothes On and Go Trick-or-Treating. Carl wrote it. Sam Phillips produced it, and Jerry Lee Lewis sitting in on piano. That can now be found on Halloween A Go-Go. Hungry Freak's Daddy Could Only Be the Mothers of Invention, written by the brilliant and irascible Frank Zappa, and produced by Tommy Wilson. He definitely got around in those days. Who remembers that wonderful B-movie, She? Ursula Andress, as I recall. Well, Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart saw it. And they wrote a song for Ursula for the Monkees. Right on, boys. It's on the Monkees' second album, More of the Monkees, and produced by the great Jeff Barry. So let me get this straight. All year long, parents tell their children don't take candy from strangers. Then on Halloween, whatever, right?
You're here for some Halloween treats? Well, how about a plate of rotting maggots?
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage Howlin' Wolf's second cousin on his mother's side, J.P. Soares.
Yeah. to me all across North Texas. Now, I could put you on the radio, get people to believe you, get you some help.
You're going to get in my way. Don't you get in my way.
No, I'm already right in the middle of this. This is my chance to stop playing headbanging music and do something real.
This is Wally Palmer from the Romantics, hanging with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
We'll be right back.
This motion picture is a vicious expose of a part of the young generation, that sick generation who must ravage and plunder for their kicks. Scenes of such brutal honesty will be shown on this screen that we strongly recommend that impressionable young people, or those people of any age, who are upset or affected by scalpel-slashing, arm-twisting, axe-hacking motorcycle maniacs, now close their eyes for the remainder of this coming attraction, and further recommend these people do not attend any showing of this film. Thank you.
Yeah.
his head. Says he got them swimming with the dolphins in the sea. He is the favorite uncle of the weirdest family. Mother likes to get up early and shave her legs before the rooster crows. It's a really weird scene.
We started that set with our coolest song of the world this week, Something Ain't Right, J.P. Soares. Yeah, he's a white guy, against all odds. Full Moon Night in Memphis. He writes most of it and co-produces it with Jeremy Stoska. Joining J.P. is Chris Pete on drums, Todd Edmonds on bass, and Raul Hernandez on percussion. Get it from jpsoares.com. Something Ain't Right. Our coolest song in the world this week. Dream Police from the very cool Cheap Trick out of Rockford, Illinois. Title track of their fourth album. Big hit, written by Ricky Nielsen and produced by Tom Werman. Over to Detroit for the Romantics. Oh, celebrating Halloween, Carrie style. Tell it to Carrie. Wally, Mikey, and original drummer Jimmy Marino's writing that one. And we moved over to Chicago for one of our favorite bands, Shadows of Night, who captured Carrie's state of mind right after that paint hit her on the head. Alone. Very cool track, written and produced by Joey Levine and Chris Resnick. And Weird Scene, close us out, Mr. Brown. Don't go nowhere. We got some more scary stuff coming up.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
This is Zachary. Welcome back to the eerily cool Halloween edition of Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Thank you there, Zachary. One of my heroes growing up, along with Soupy Sales and Maynard G. Krebs and the Three Stooges. No wonder I'm a freak. So speaking of which, there's a couple of different stories on the origins of trick-or-treating, and I like this one. This can get a little confusing, so get out your scorecards. November 1st is All Saints Day, right? So any saint ordained by the Catholic Church who didn't get their own day got thrown in there together, and they celebrated with all the other saints. The next day, November 2nd, is All Souls Day. That's when the Catholic Church celebrates Sam Cooke, James Brown, Solomon Burke, and Arthur Alexander. Just kidding. That's when you pray for all those suffering in purgatory. That's right, like Jack with the turnip. Or for that matter, anybody at the DMV or trying to get a passport. Or waiting for the cable guy or the phone company. So anyway, somewhere in Europe in the 9th century, some enterprising homeless dude starts a custom called souling. S-O-U-L. On All Souls Day, which meant going from house to house begging for soul cakes, which was like a muffin type thing, a scone or something, you know, a pre-enlightenment Twinkie. And somehow that got combined with the Celt thing of dressing up in scary costumes to keep from getting possessed, and it all got mixed together, and the result was the Ramones. We'll be right back.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
A dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. The waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. Scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Old friend, how are things in Transylvania?
For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti. Good night, whatever you are.
Hi, this is Davey Allen. You're with Little Steven, who's scaring up some cool sounds for Halloween in the Underground Garage.
You better ask my mama how to make a monster. I'm the creature from the Black Leather Lagoon. I am a beautiful monster from outer space, too. Learn how to shake it with hips. I am a man of the sanctum. Say, think and give me your tips. And then I'll fight them. I'm a crappy jumper. Black, 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 black,
excellent day for an exorcism.
You'd like that?
Intensely.
But wouldn't that drive you out of Reagan?
It would bring us together.
You and Reagan.
You and us.
Watching
firelight burns bright, wondering why it's only after dark. I find myself in the room.
Started that set with the Ramones and Cretan Hop, inspired by Todd Browning's Freaks, no doubt. Back to Australia for the Stems, She's a Monster, now available on Halloween A Go-Go. Oh yeah, it's a hell of a collection, no pun intended. Don Mariani at his best. Our hero, John Zacherle, Dinner with Drac, Part 1. Had two versions of that, one got banned. Guess which one we played? That's right. Well, he's the coolest. Known as the Cool Ghoul, as a matter of fact. Speaking of cool ghouls, the Cramps and the Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon, co-written by Poison Ivy and Lux Interior. Ivy producing that one. And we ended the way the sensual revelry ended. And that fantastically cool flick From Dusk Till Dawn. I've mentioned it before, but it was the first time I ever saw George Clooney. I thought I just discovered this guy. What a cool actor this guy is, I thought. Anybody ever heard of him? He had like a hit TV series for like 20 years. I don't know. After Dark, the track, by the way. Tito and Tarantula.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back The Rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipefitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all. Vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel, that voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man!
Nice ride.
Go fuck the jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.